Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are welcome. We'll still talk to you about the Roe versus Wade potential to be overturned. Looks pretty high at this point, with a draft majority opinion being leaked out to the media. Politico.com getting that story earlier today. But there's other stuff in the news we're talking about, although, Conan, you've got a personal story.
Yeah, it's personal and it's regional, but I think that in the post-COVID era that we've entered into, the new normal, I think that this might be something felt by everyone else in the country, because there have been a lot of departments in this country which have adopted these new policies, and they've not gone away. And
some of COVID policies.
And some of them are like doing things online.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them are more, some of them are easier, and some of them are more attainable, easier on the folks. And some of them aren't. Some of them are just dumb. And in my situation, we here in Keene, here in New Hampshire, burn permits are required to burn on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly.
Well, I mean, as far as my home insurance is concerned, this is something that is very important to me. I do not want to burn my house down or my neighbor's home down.
Sure.
And then to find out that my insurance company isn't going to cover me because I illegally had a fire going. Mm. This should be something that is covered by the insurance companies. It should be a private, the fire department. I'm going to say it should be privatized, and it should be a legal agreement between you, the fire department, and your insurance companies. And the fact that the government is involved is part of the problem. But whatever, sure. I do this every year, and I do burn a lot. I cut down a lot of, I'm slowly working on my property, getting rid of all the nasty. They call them swamp maples. Mm-hmm. They don't have a very long lifespan. They grow all crazy, twisted. They fall over. They have internal rot. So I'm just burn. I burn a lot.
Okay.
COVID comes around. No more going into the office, going to the fire department, and talking to a lieutenant and or a soldier, one of the soldiers there, whatever classes they use mm-hmm. to identify each other, and getting a piece of paper with burn permit written on it and their signature saying, you're good to go.
And it used to be free. It used to be for a year.
You can get an annual or a seasonal burn permit that lasted 12 months,
right.
And it was free. And then COVID came around.
It changed it all.
I go in there. They know me. They see me all the time. I'm sorry, sir. We don't do that in person anymore. It's all social distancing. You got to go online to get that permit.
And you got to pay for it.
And I said this 2 years ago. I says, yeah. It's $2 now. It's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right. And by the way,
it's
it's $5.50. I never did this thing online. I never gave them my information, never gave them my credit card. I just gave the guys at the fire department a hard time, and they eventually broke down, and they gave me one of the old permits.
Wow.
I've done that 2 years now.
Nice.
Now, all of this nonsense is over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fauci just came out, and he's like, it's over. I went in there
mm-hmm.
just last week. And I went to there's two fire departments here in Keene. I went to the northern station, and the guy was at the door, and he was like, "Oh man, yeah, I know it's all over and all, but it's all online now."
Yeah, but we don't want to deal with you people.
And he's like, "I'll go get the lieutenant or the captain. The captain will talk to you." And I talked to this guy before, and he came out. He's like, "Look, dude, my hands are tied. I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire Land and Forestry or
That's
something."
That's not true at all. He could write down a sheet of paper saying, Conan has my permission to burn on days where burning is permitted or whatever.
Exactly.
If he wanted to, he could do that.
And I told him, I'm like, dude, I thought this was all going to go away after the pandemic was done with. And he laughed. He chuckled. Mm-hmm. He said he was in agreement with me. He's like, I know where you're coming from, bro, but, my hands are tied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, whatever. I went to the house, got online, went to the state statutes, the RSAs, to see exactly what the stupid law says. Because by now I'm thinking about this. I'm like, well, hold on now. I thought that it was the wardens, the fire wardens' responsibility. Who is this other department that's involved?
The state department.
And making money off of me. The money's not going to the fire. The 550, by the way, it did go up. It went to 550.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it would. But my fire department is not getting any of that.
I don't think
the state's getting it. So now there's a third party involved.
It's a credit card processor.
So as I began to think about this, it became clearer and clearer to me that this is illegal. They can't do that. The state law says, here's what the state law says. You have to get permission from the local fire warden. That's it. It doesn't say anything about talking to New Hampshire Forestry. It doesn't say anything about a $5.50 fee. Because they include those fees in the state law. If it's statutorily required,
correct. It'll be in there.
So I printed it out, and I went to the Main Street station.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the guy at the door, and I said, look, I understand you guys only do this online anymore. I'm trying to get around this. And the guy's like, I don't want to tell you, man. This is how we do it. I'm like, no. I just printed the law. I'm looking at here. I showed it to him. I'm like, it doesn't say anything about any of this nonsense. It's online nonsense. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to someone else. This is illegal. And the dude was like, he's like, let me go find something who might know a little more than I do.
When you do this, you need to get like a red Dale Gribble hat, like Gribble from King of the Hill.
Oh yeah,
these guys are hard.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
I've got plenty of time, and it's worth it to me to take all this time necessary to save this $5.50.
Yep.
So we are going to do this.
Oh, this is a 2-hour ordeal.
Yeah,
this
and
is,
eventually you're going to back down, and that's just going to be the way it is. We can do it easily. Or we can do it painfully.
Well, I was let into the building. By the way, the building's locked down.
It's always locked down, even before COVID.
Not my station in the North Key. Oh, okay. It's always open. You can just walk in and talk to the guys. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I walk in there. Dude's at the computer. He's at his laptop. And he's printing me out a permit.
Boom. Nice.
I'm like,
is this the chief?
This is one of the lieutenants.
Okay. Not the kid that
And I asked. We talked for a while, and I asked him, like, look, man. This is extremely inconvenient, and it's illegal. And the dude's like, yeah, same thing. Uh-huh. The hands are tied. I know what to do. But he says, but we are working on a program where this will all be automated on the Keen website, mm-hmm. where it'll be free again, and you can just print them out, and you're good to go.
Then what's the point?
And I'm like,
they don't want to deal with people.
And he's like,
they're lazy.
But I had intended to have it up and running this spring, but I got busy doing other things and never got around to it. All right, so here's my question for everyone, the listeners, and you too. I was going to prepare a communication with the city to have this addressed, to have it brought before the city, before council, state law, get the attorneys, our city attorney's opinion of what he thinks is going on, because I'm standing by it. This is an illegal practice. There are people who are paying and being inconvenienced by this nonsense.
Who pays the fire department? Is it the city?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was going to do all of this that day. I've already written the memo up and everything. But then the guy was like, Jeffrey, mm-hmm. lieutenant, he's like, we're working on addressing this. So my question is, do I wait for him to get down the brass tacks? Is he BSing me? Is this not going to even be ready till next year sometime?
Bureaucrats. It could take him a decade.
Or do I just go ahead and complete that communication and take it to the city and get this taken care of right now? Because
I don't know if doing the communication is going to get anything taken care of. They can always just take it as informational and blow it off.
Well, I mean, but you could do that. But I would at least get to hear the city attorney's opinion on the matter.
Only if it wasn't taken as informational. Because, okay, so for listeners that don't know, at least I don't know how it is with every city council everywhere, but here in Keene, New Hampshire, the mayor runs the council meeting. The mayor gets these communications passed to him, and he brings it up, and if he wants to, he can just say, we'll take this as informational. They don't even have to vote on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, boom, it's off the table. So I would say if you put all this effort into it, go ahead and just follow, you know, go through with it. Put it in, see if a counselor will take it up and see if you can get any traction.
Hey, you can always sue him.
That costs money.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well, I was riled up for a couple of hours there last week.
He talked you down.
Not so. He didn't talk me down. I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me some time. And here's my message to the world. You can do what I did in your local municipality who are probably implemented some stupid rule like this. I looked around. There are a lot of fire stations that have gone only online.
Mm-hmm. And illegally.
And illegally. Take it up. Take it up with the man.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us. Bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
R.M.
And Conan.
Again, you can take control of the airwaves here. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. They have so many features there at Bitcoin.com. You can purchase cryptocurrency through Bitcoin.com. So if you've never gotten in to crypto, maybe you've dabbled in, just did a little bit of reading, and you hadn't quite been ready to pull the trigger yet, well, if you're interested, it might be a good time. I think Bitcoin, BTC, was around $37,000 earlier today. $37,800-something right now. It's the lowest.
It's kind of painful to hear.
Yeah, it's the lowest point that it's been at in several months. I mean, it is. It hasn't dipped below about 37, but it looks like in just the last, I guess it went a little lower within the last 3 months here, according to the handy Bitcoin ticker widget. But it's a very, very cool app to keep an eye on. But it has been as high as $60,000-something. So $68,000,
I think
was the record high. So it's down quite a bit from there.
It will get back up there eventually.
I think so. Of course, we cannot predict the future. We don't know what that is going to hold necessarily. But over time, the price of these things has tended and trended upwards. So maybe it's a good idea to get into it. The folks over at Bitcoin.com can help you make that first purchase. And if you're interested in getting things besides just the old Bitcoin, BTC, they got Bitcoin Cash. I think they'll sell you some Dash and a bunch of others. It's been a long time since I've taken a close look at it, but I did at one time see that they had, I always thought it was just Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, but they've expanded out. They've got a whole bunch of other options there.
I would have assumed it was just Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash.
It was, I think, for some time.
I'm glad to hear that they have expanded.
Bitcoin.com, check them out over there, and check out their news site at news.bitcoin.com for the latest headlines. Speaking of the news, Conan, you've got a story you wanted to share with us tonight about an esports crackdown against, is it Russian players? What's going on?
It's a Russian team. This is just the latest attempt by the powers that be to control the narrative by silencing anyone sympathetic to Russia or anyone anti-Ukraine by counseling them, by removing them from the narrative, where they, you know, taking away their livelihoods, in this case taking this team's livelihood away from them because of something that they did. And so there's a two-part of this. You got the canceling, and then you have the interesting symbol that these people were canceled for. Russian Dota 2 player Ivan Pure Moskalenko. It is a MOBA
game,
which is a massively online battle arena.
Multiplayer online. It's not massively, I don't think.
And it's a very popular sport, especially when it comes to the esports. These arena games are very popular amongst the youngsters. I personally can't play them because I'm not fast enough.
I thought that, like, Among Us and Fortnite had sort of eclipsed Dota 2 and Smite and League of Legends and all of these others. I thought, like,
In raw numbers of players?
Yeah, or? I thought, like, League of Legends, Defense of the Ancients 2, which is what Dota is, and Smite, I thought they were sort of on their way out, or relics of the past, I suppose.
How team-based is Fortnite?
Okay, good point. I don't know. I've never played it, but I think you're on your own team, I think.
I think the allure of these types of games, the Dota games, is it's a team base. So you have a whole lineup, and everyone's playing their part. So you're not just following one individual, and I think it's more in line with just sports in general. It is, after all, called an e-sport, and they're very popular, by the way. And these kids are making bank.
Yeah, they are making a lot of
money. But as you are,
I don't know
that I have ever watched any of these. I've seen, like, reactions. I've seen news about these.
Watched the sport, quote-unquote, esports?
I have never watched any of these esports. I've played these games, but watching another human being play a game that I could be playing, I don't understand. But it's the same way with physical sports. I can't watch physical sports either. I consider myself to be an athlete.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we've talked about quote-unquote esports here in the past, and my viewpoint on it is that, I'm sorry, this is not sports in the same way that playing chess isn't really a sport. Like, it doesn't require any actual physical acumen. It doesn't require you to be able to do something better besides press a joypad or whatever. And I say this as somebody who enjoys a good video game, right? So it's not like I'm, like, anti-video game. But although I'm a little different from you, Conan, not only have I not watched, I've not watched esports because I just don't see why I would care about whatever Joe Blow team is against XYZ team. It doesn't matter to me in any way, shape, or form.
It's tribalism, dude.
But
it's all about the tribes.
But I do understand the appeal of watching someone else play a video game. And I've watched that. I don't do it regularly, but I have done it, so I can say I get it. One appeal would be, I'm mildly interested in this game, but I don't really want to go and buy it and play it myself. I just want to see what it looks like. I want to see what somebody else's experience is. Or there's another side of it of, I know this particular player is particularly entertaining in the way he or she plays the game and reacts to it, and I want to see their reaction to this game, even if it's a game I've already played myself. Like, what is this person?
Yeah, if the player can actually interact with his audience at the same time.
That's not esports. That's just a streamer. We're not talking about esports at this point.
No, right. We're not. We're not. We're just talking about streaming.
I get where both of you are coming from. I understand the appeal of esports because if I want to get good at Smite, I'm not going to watch, you know, someone who's entertaining. I'm going to watch someone who's really, really good at Smite. I don't care if they're entertaining or not. I want to learn from the best.
Right. Well, this is how you would do it.
And that would be the point of watching an e-sport, in my opinion.
I see that.
If I wanted to get good at the game and wanted to improve, then the entertainment value of a streamer is irrelevant to me. I just need the person who's the best of it so I can learn from them, you know, what tactics they're using, what strategies they're using, and things like that.
And these days, because I don't put a whole lot of time into video gaming, almost none, basically, over the last year, if I do want to see what a game is like, then watching a little bit of it can give me that satisfaction of, oh, that looks like it would be a fun game. But I'm almost never motivated to actually want to go and download the game and play it myself just because I know I don't have enough time to dedicate to it, and I can get a taste of how
it is. Just get it out of your system.
Usually, for me anyways,
it works just fine.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, yeah, I don't need to watch anymore. By the way, sport defined, an activity involving physical exertion and skill that is governed by a set of rules or customs and often undertaken competitively.
Yeah, I don't know about esports, but I certainly think that chess would qualify as a sport because of the stamina that it takes to sit down and use your brain at that.
You both started
laughing before I'd even be, to sit down and focus, and you're basically meditating for eight solid hours.
I agree with you. Have you ever seen some of these competitive chess players?
Yeah, I have. And they're
smacking that timer as fast as they can.
I'm not saying there's no skill involved in playing a video game and there's no skill involved in chess, but as far as physical action is concerned, lifting up a chess piece ain't much physical action and slapping a clock.
No, but it takes far more physical stamina to sit there and essentially meditate for 8 solid hours, thinking nothing except about this one particular 64 square grid in front of you. That's an enormous amount of physical stamina.
I don't know if it's... I think it's low on the actual sports definition.
I mean, bowling is more of a sport than that.
Yes, and bowling...
Certainly.
Oh, my God.
Anyways. I don't know that I would qualify esports as sports, but I think I would,
it's exertion, it's competitive.
It's focus, it's skill. I mean, it's got
these
as much
matches
focus.
Don't last 8 hours, though.
Is that how long chess matches go for?
Some of them do.
I think some of these Dota games are pretty long.
At the world championship level, yeah, they can get pretty intense.
Wow. All right,
there's a reason I play one game a day.
But what's really interesting is that the esports thing is really kind of catching on. They even have, like, stadiums now where people play this stuff. It's crazy. We're coming up here. Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has confirmed a leak that shows they're thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has let American women choose to get abortions for almost 50 years. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, appearing on Fox News, says justices shouldn't have to worry about their confidentiality being breached.
If you're an associate justice on the Supreme Court, you can have the conversations, whether in person or written, in confidentiality, and that you're not going to have a political activist who's going to go run to their cheerleader in the media and say, put this up.
The CDC is recommending all travelers over the age of two continue to mask up. This includes airplanes and trains and at airports and train stations. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is condemning atrocities and war crimes being committed by Russian forces in Ukraine.
And it really is gut-wrenching. We see the incredible bravery of the Ukrainian fighters defending their country with everything they have.
Biden visiting a Lockheed Martin facility in Troy, Alabama. The president also praising Ukrainians for their courage. Voters in Ohio head to the polls Tuesday to choose their candidates for the midterm elections in November. One of the hotly contested primaries in the state is a Republican nomination for the state's U.S. Senate race. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz explains why he's supporting former Ohio State Treasurer Josh Mandel.
The reason I supported Josh, I think he has a significantly stronger, proven conservative record. I think primary voters are fed up with candidates who promise one thing on the campaign trail and do something else.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian,
RAF,
and
Conan.
Phones are open. You can bring up anything you want. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. And we have a social media platform there. It's social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and other hosts of the show at social.freetalklive.com. Not run by some major big tech corporation. We're running the server. We're running the software. It's open source. It is federated, which means you can connect with other people on other Mastodon systems, unless, of course, they are not federated, and there are a few like that. For instance, Trump's site, Truth Social, is not federated, from what I can tell. So they've walled off their garden, but ours is open over at social.freetalklive.com, so you can get interactive there. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Major Payne, go ahead. He was there. I just heard something. Hello? Did you just hang up? Major Payne going once? Major Payne going twice? Well, yeah, maybe he'll be back in a bit. All right, so Conan, you were telling us about an esports team.
Disqualified.
Because they're Russian.
Well, no, it's because something they did.
What'd they do?
So Russian Dota player Ivan Moskalenko and the rest of the Virtus.pro roster have been disqualified from a qualifying tournament for the upcoming ESL 1 Stockholm Major after Moskalenko appeared to express support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine by drawing a large letter Z on the in-game map.
Now, we mentioned chess earlier. This has been going on a lot in the chess world. I mean, it's always been true that a lot of the world's best chess players are from Russia, and that continues to be true today, but they're not being allowed to compete in international tournaments if they side against Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that as these kids weren't,
Well, he drew a Z. We don't
someone,
even know.
Someone decided that this symbol, which we'll get into, expressed his support for Russia.
Supposedly, the Russians have Zs on the sides of some of their tanks or something like that. Yeah. It's been associated with them.
To determine or to distinguish between the two armies, mm-hmm. so you know who to shoot. A Yahoo report says the incident took place during a pause in a semifinal match between Virtus.pro, which played as outsiders, in order to evade an ESL ban on the Russian-based esports teams. So they were banned, but they played as outsiders.
I got to inform these people, as someone who loves competition, your victory is meaningless if you exclude people who may be the best in the world
competing
against you.
Absolutely.
Right? So, good, you're the top chess player in the world, but you excluded all of the Russians who probably could have beaten you. It's a meaningless victory. So if you don't allow these people to compete, and I realize the other teams are probably cheering for this because it's one less team they have to compete against.
But they have bad ideas, Arya.
Care. Can they play the game?
The Z was clearly visible on the map, but only for a couple of seconds. Moskalenko's teammates, perhaps anticipating trouble, quickly scribbled over it. And when I say a couple of seconds, I mean the Z is on the screen for three seconds. Hey, I'm looking at the video.
Okay. How do they... I don't know this game. Like, you could just draw on the video game map?
Yes, to let your teammates know what you're doing, where you're going to be at.
Okay.
Arya, can you see that? And he's scribbling it out. And so someone caught
that. That is so minor. I've never played defense at the Ancients, but it looks like he's drawing a map, like giving his team, you know,
directions.
A plan about, hey, move here, and then move here, and it's in the shape of a Z. And yeah, it's up there for just a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
And they immediately start scribbling everywhere.
The letter is significant because of its use by Russian forces invading Ukraine. Z doesn't exist in the Russian alphabet, so what it actually means in that context isn't clear. Some have theorized that it stands for Zapad, Z-A-P-A-D.
We must get rid of this team for using a symbol which meaning is not clear.
What I have from the Russian Ministry of Defense is that it's an abbreviation of the phrase for victory, or romanized za pobedu.
Okay. Right, so if you're in an esports team, you're allowed to cheer for your team's victory, just not with the letter Z.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the stupidest crap. Apparently, they were already prohibited because they're Russian and somehow got around that.
They played as outsiders. It's in quotes. Yeah. I don't know what an outsider at one of these esports means.
Yeah, none of us follow esports, so we don't know what that means. You know, this is happening everywhere. There's a story I've had in show prep for a few weeks that it's happened now, but it's worth a mention because it ties right into what you're saying. Did you hear the Boston Marathon also prohibited Russian and Belarusian athletes this year?
Are they from Russia, or are they like... Oh, at last I understood it, the Boston Marathon was not an international competition, was it?
Anyone can compete if they're willing to, you know, fly over to the United States and run.
So these are people who are here with visas or passports or whatever, they're allowed to be here.
The only exception is if you, according to the story at Reuters, runners who are Russian and Belarusian citizens but reside outside the country will be permitted to compete, but not under the Russian or Belarusian flag.
Hmm. Have you seen video of the Ukrainian SWAT teams arresting people for memes?
For speaking out.
For Facebook memes.
Yep. Is it like 15 years?
Up to 15 years in prison for that, yep.
I don't know.
Yes, it was
rough. Full body armor.
Oh, yeah.
Automatic.
No.
Black rifles, whether they were automatic or not.
That was the nice version because the AP cameras were there.
Yeah.
What's it like when the AP cameras aren't recording?
They're kicking your teeth
straight
in.
Propaganda.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, this petty crap.
And scary. That they can get away with this, and they're probably being applauded by many Ukrainian sympathizers over in this country and other countries.
And, well, as you pointed out today, the people who were there protesting in Keene on the other side of their signs was probably a Stand with Ukraine sign.
Yeah. Yep.
And at the same time, the Ukrainian sympathizers are also parroting the propaganda that Ukraine is just all of a sudden, you know, it's like about for liberty and for freedom or whatever. And it's not full of mobsters
and lots of crime and Nazis. Yes, right. Of course. Whatever its initial purpose, Z has been adopted by civilians in Russia and other countries as a symbol expressing support for the invasion of Ukraine. Russian gymnast Ivan Kuliak, for instance, recently taped a Z to his uniform during a medal ceremony at a World Cup event in March. He faces the possible loss of his bronze medal and a one-year suspension from competition for his actions. Kuliak stood in his World Cup actions, telling RT that he was expressing his position. Moskalenko, however, denied any political intention behind the Dota 2 scribble. So you're going to be seeing more of this.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere.
No worse than an American or a British person or whoever making a V for victory during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we call it the peace sign now, but that's what it meant. It was a V, and it stood for victory.
Well, this is. I went to another site to see if there was some more information on the Z. The way I look at it, it is a distinguishing mark that Russians use to determine who their allies are and who their enemies are. I'm looking at a picture of a dude painting a big white Z on the ground. I guess it's a way to determine, you know, not just tanks, but equipment and even probably property. You put a Z. It's like putting the blood over the doorway so the angel of death goes on by your house.
Yeah, but there's two angel of deaths here. If you're a Ukrainian and you know you're a Russian sympathizer,
Bucha massacre. Who did it? Was it the Russians or was it the stinking, ASVAB?
I'm just saying, if I lived in Ukraine and I sided with Russia in this, I wouldn't put a Z over my door because then the Ukrainians are going to drag me out of the house and beat my skull in with a bat.
Yeah, if you were in Ukraine, best to get the hell out.
Well, they say millions have already.
No, they're closing the borders to men, so you have to sneak out.
Anyone under the age of 65, 60. I think.
Any men under the age of 60 cannot leave.
Well,
it's freedom over there. It's freedom in Ukraine.
They care
about liberty.
It's all fun and games.
It has nothing to do with them being Nazi sympathizers or with people who support Ukraine, by definition, being Nazi sympathizers. None of that matters. It's all just Putin bad, and Z is the new swastika.
The symbol gained international attention as it was spotted during the invasion of Ukraine and blazoned on the side of a Russian military vehicles. Similar markings were spotted years ago on Russian tanks taking part in the Syrian Civil War, according to the Evening Standard. As such, many have deduced that the symbol is meant to help soldiers on the ground differentiate their side's vehicles from those of the enemy, reducing friendly fire.
I'm surprised the U.S. Congress hasn't put forward a bill to ban the letter Z at this point.
It's coming. This is brand spanking new news.
It
is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us in the remaining moments, which are right now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also want to say thank you to Curry, who is a Free Talk Live member of the AMPS program. We got a new AMPS Patreon, and thanks to Curry for joining. He's a silver-level amplifier, and you can join him over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks. You get some benefits from doing that, and you help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do, it's the best way to directly support us, you know, besides sharing the show, which obviously is an excellent way to help us out. Let people know that you listen and that you liked a certain episode or whatever. Again, head over to amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to a caller from area code 304. Unscreen call. You're on Free Talk Live.
Excellent. I'm glad you took my call. Maybe, you know, with this, the Boston Marathon Incorporated, the Department of Justice should step in and strike the some of the bylaws for the Boston Marathon Incorporated, and maybe even strike some of the rules from the Rule Committee, because it's just unfair, and we should change the contract that they have with corporate United States and do just that. Just in the same way that we suspended paying rent during the COVID-19.
Are you being facetious?
Let me finish. We should do that just in the same way that they allowed the federal government to suspend paying rent to hundreds of thousands of landlords so we could put them out of business. Because it's just not fair that they have to go through this kind of unfair treatment. What do you think?
I think you're being facetious. At least I hope that you are.
In the case of landlords, I mean, this was sort of an issue that the government created, and then
actually CDC. I don't think the government had anything to do with that.
But the CDC came along later.
CDC is an administrative group that has had authority passed on to them from the United States.
You're looking at this from too narrow a perspective. They were fixing a problem at that point that they had already created, and that problem that they initially created was putting those people out of work to where they couldn't pay their rent.
Well,
because the government has shut down
so
their
we
businesses.
We should step in and abrogate contracts.
No, no. The government should have never gotten
the
involved.
The CDC should exist. How about that?
I'm sorry?
The CDC shouldn't even exist.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly right.
Yeah. No
that's
one here is saying that any contract.
The Constitution.
There's no one here on this show saying that any contract should be violated or a government should be doing anything of that sort.
Right. But I'm just saying, well, for example, when you talked about denying the Russians access to a specific game, there is that is an incorporated entity. And they do have bylaws and rules committees that create their own rules. So stepping in and doing that is basically violating the Article 1, Section 10, the Contracts Clause in the United States Constitution.
Yeah, no one here was saying that the Boston Marathon should have the government step in and force them to accept
it. Absolutely not. But I'm just saying that to say that this is unfair, fairness, what does fairness have to do with contract law? It's what we agree upon, both the
Well, I didn't agree. I don't run the Boston Marathon. I don't give them any of my business. I'm not interested in supporting them. And it's absolutely, completely legitimate in a marketplace of ideas and businesses or whatever for people to speak out against what market actors are doing. It's their little organization. They can set whatever stupid rules they want to, just like this esports game that Conan was talking about. They can ban Russian players if they want to, and I can never give them my business if I want to.
What we need Elon Musk to buy this esports team.
Well, I'm just making the point that I heard that you said that they can't lay claim to being the best athletes in the world. So
who can't?
I don't know if that's the claim they made. But
they've lost the ability to prove that. So now that they've been eliminated,
oh, I see.
So now they don't have the opportunity to show off their skill. Now maybe they're not great. Maybe they're not good at all. But they could be. They could be the world champions.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But now they're not because they've been banned.
The issue is Article 1, Section 10, Contracts Clause.
All right, man, we heard you. Thanks for the call. We didn't agree to the Constitution. We didn't sign it.
Yeah, I don't care what's in it.
So screw the Constitution. It's a piece of paper, and it has no should have no jurisdiction over anybody living and breathing today, except for those who swore an oath to it.
I think one of us said that this banning. It might be completely legal. I'm sorry. It is.
Sure.
Whatever contracts, whatever bylaws they have. But I think one of us said that that it's not fair. It doesn't sound very fair to me.
It's stupid.
It's dumb.
It's so petty. Like, why are you going to punish somebody simply because they were born somewhere you don't like?
Sympathetic to something that you have been told not to agree with.
In their defense, it does sound like Valve wasn't willing to allow these people to compete as long as they didn't say they were from Russia.
Same thing's going on in Boston Marathon, where if you're not actually from Russia directly, meaning you didn't travel from Russia to go, if you're born in Russia but living in the United States or living in the UK or whatever, you were allowed to compete in the marathon, but you simply could not compete under the Russian flag.
Well, these people could still live in Russia as they competed. Mm-hmm. They just had to compete from country unknown or whatever.
Yeah.
I still haven't figured that out. I'm trying to look it up.
It's still petty.
It might be their team name is the Outsiders. I'm not sure about this.
Well, let's go to Major Payne. He's actually here with us now. Major, go ahead.
Yeah, the Outsiders was an old book about some young rebels.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the Z thing.
Rebels versus the Squares. I always sided with the rebels myself.
Yep. Anyway, the Mark Z, they may be scared of old Zorro himself. The ghost of the Spaniard is going to come back and haunt them.
I said this is brand spanking new news. You're going to watch something like Zorro is going to be canceled. Netflix is going to take all the old Zorros
out. I'm going to do my best to get that trending on Twitter tonight.
Good.
Are you kidding? That would be hilarious.
I mean, that is his. He goes around town
with a Z.
He's cutting it into everything.
Yeah. I just don't think the Russian Z is well known enough in the popular lexicon.
Not yet. This is brand new. And by the way, they were painting Z's on captured Russian buildings, not just their tanks, but they would go and they would move into a neighborhood and they would capture it and they would put Z's on it to distinguish that they had been there. And
what else?
Been there, done that.
Conan, the ball bearing man. It's nice to have a fellow that with balls of steel.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. It's all about Conan. What is best in life? Balls of steel.
I'm, th- Balls was, well, yes, unless it gets cold, and they slap together trying to get sparks.
Oh, God. All right, Major, was that it?
No, no, I'm thinking about the sports thing you guys are talking about, this esports business. I mean, sports requires a minimal amount of physical dexterity and skill, but it, at a bare minimum, hand-eye coordination. Bowling, shooting a bow, a gun, anything. You got to be able to line up two things.
Dude, I would challenge you to watch some of these esports competitions. The dexterity these people have when it comes to clicking in the right places and tapping the right buttons at the right time, it's actually not as trivial as you might think.
I don't know.
Dude, no. And these kids are musicians, and they know their instruments. They are good.
When you've been using...
That's why I can't play against them.
Like, take 3 minutes just to watch the world record of Minesweeper, right? The really simple old... I mean, you laugh, but think about how fast you have to click and how accurately you have to click.
There's
in order
no doubt
to clear that
skill,
board
but
in 90
I'm sorry,
seconds.
That's
a remarkable
a
level of hand-eye coordination.
It's skill, but it isn't a sport.
It's all about... It requires dexterity. I just read you the definition, but an activity involving physical exertion. That's mostly competitive.
I don't count clicking a mouse, physical exertion. If it was, then you'd have people getting exercise playing the Minecraft.
Oh, how many esports dudes, how many fat esporters have you seen? These are all lean kids for whatever reason.
I don't think I've ever seen a single esports actual like player. Wasn't there that
they don't tend to be skinny, though, yeah.
They do.
Yeah, from what I've
seen.
If
the only fat muscle on your body is your thumb, you're probably not working hard.
Thanks, Major. I appreciate it.
I don't know. They're making bank.
No one's winning esports with their thumbs either. You're not going to win any esports competition using a video game controller.
This is mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I mean, just
consolers.
I'm not saying they're not making money. I'm not trying to take it away from them or anything like that. Good for them. I think it's great that people can make money playing video games.
And they're working. They're part of a team, and they're all coordinating. Yeah. There's a lot of strategy involved.
I'll give it to you that it's not a sport in the same way that being in an orchestra isn't a sport, right? You could be the best keyboard player or pianist in the world, and you know that requires a remarkable level of finger dexterity and hand-eye
coordination. And there are definitely better players than others.
But is that a competition?
It could be.
There are competitions. Battle of the Bands and stuff like that.
Well, then
that makes it a sport.
That is a sport.
No, it's not.
Just listening to some musicians play, not a sport. But when they're competing with other bands, Battle of the Bands, now it's
I don't agree.
Out of time for tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, Sarah, you can call tomorrow. See you online in the meantime. At freetalklive.com. Don't forget our chat server, where you can now video and voice chat direct with other users.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.